Hmm? Oh, you're awake. Great. Come on, get up. The night is still young. I'm so happy you just woke up in time. When I got here, you were on your bed, so I didn't want to bother you. Hmm? What do you mean, what am I doing here? Well, today's a bit special since you had an important presentation. I wanted to surprise you for a good job, but... yeah, when I got here, you were already in bed. I figured I shouldn't disturb you since you were asleep. I know how tiring work can get. But don't worry, I promise this time I use the key you let me borrow. I didn't pick the lock this time. Come on, let's go. Oh, don't worry. We're not going out. Just follow me to your kitchen. Yeah. So, what do you think? Hmm? It's a fancy candlelight dinner. I made it myself. I figured you wouldn't have the time to order since you're so tired. And you definitely won't have the energy to make food. So, I took the luxury and made sure to cook all your favorite meals. What do you think? Really? Yeah? That's... I'm really glad. Please, go ahead and eat. I just had a snack earlier before coming here, so I'll join you in a sec. Besides, I really want to hear your opinion on it. Don't hold back, okay? I know I kind of suck at cooking. It's been a while since I did it. Besides, Mom wouldn't let me help her since she always asked me to do well in my studies. But this time, I had the perfect chance, so I cooked everything. I mean, we are in a relationship, and you are my boyfriend, so it's only natural that I get to cook for you. I'm still a beginner, but I can take criticism. All of them are for you, anyway. How's the salad? Good? Glad to hear it. The chicken is special. I made sure to study all the spices in your favorite food. But I don't know if it'll be up to par. Besides, it's not so much food for a candlelight dinner. It's not fancy, I mean. But hey, the night is all about you, so I'm not one to complain. I think it's super cute, actually. At least you're not shy to say what things you like. If it were fine dining... I mean, other than being expensive, I figured I'd just treat you to the food that you like. I'm quite surprised you're not so much as acting up today. I know that I can be a bit extreme at times, but I'm glad that you gave me this opportunity. It can sometimes be a bit stressful, but I know how important work is for you. And besides, if you're stressed with work, what would I do? You spend most of your days with work and not with me. I'm not gonna benefit from it. So, I then realized all I have to do is keep you energized and root for you. I can't particularly do much on your work, so I figured I'd just take care of you instead. Besides, it'd be a waste of time if I just rid you of your work. Then where would we go on dates if you didn't have money to go on one, right? All these thoughts were running in my head while I was cooking, so I'm glad I got to cook for you. Oh, right. There's dessert later as well. I made flan. My mother likes to make it, so I had her teach me. Oh, don't worry. I also made sure to be mindful of the food you're allergic to. So, all of them are safe. Trust me. You know, speaking of dates, it has been a while since we've been on one. You've been stressed about work for the past couple of weeks while preparing for your presentation. It made me really happy when you texted me saying that the presentation was a success. I wanted to invite you out to celebrate, but you didn't text back. I thought you had gone to a fancy restaurant with your workmates, but I know you didn't. And that's why I came here. But when you weren't answering and I got inside, you were asleep. So, I went back home and cooked all the favorite dishes you always told me about. It's not much, but... Oh, thanks. Appreciating my efforts is a first. I'm kinda not used to it since all I do at home is study while looking at your shrine. Yeah, our shrine. I keep a section of my cabinet with your picture, and mine. I think I sent you a photo of that one time. It's to scare off others. Competitors, to be exact. Aww, you know what I mean. I was worried at first that you had a pretty girl at your work. I still remember that day like it was yesterday. Though it would have been fun to, you know, do it to her. Well, I wouldn't want to be the cause of your trouble at work. But, hey, at least she's got a boyfriend now, right? They met on a blind date. Yeah, well, let's just say things went smoothly from there. I'm not telling. Besides, it's all water under the bridge. She's really nice, you know. So you better keep a lookout on her, too. But if she ever hits on you, I'll smack her and her boyfriend for sure. Aww, you know me so well, you already know what I mean. You're tired, aren't you? It's okay. I don't have much plans after this. I just really want to spend the night with you. That's all. Do you want to watch a movie after dinner? Or maybe play a game? But I think you might be too tired for that. We can watch the movie instead. Yeah. Oh? Afraid of falling asleep? It's okay. Trust me. I have no ulterior motives. Today is all about you. And I want to be a girlfriend who takes care of her hardworking boyfriend. That's all. Yes, you. You deserve it. Oh, right. What do you want to watch? Action? Something more light? Like comedy? Ooh, there's this new movie that my friends recommended. It's romance and it's really dramatic. They said they cried because of it, and since then, they've been talking about it non-stop. Saying how hot the actor is and how beautiful the actress is. Of course I agree, but I think you're much more handsome than him. Aww, that didn't work. I was only trying to flatter you a little bit. That's alright. You can focus on eating. I'm sure you're gonna need a lot of it. I know you haven't been eating much, huh? You can be so focused on your work and you even forget to eat. I try to contact you whenever it's lunchtime, but you always said you had meetings with clients. Time difference is so inconvenient. If only you had some time for yourself since then. You've been eating your meals pretty late, haven't you? Not that I blame you. More than that, I really wish I could have accompanied you, or maybe had made lunch for you. You're still getting the hang of it. I know switching back from remote to going back to the office is a bit much. Not to mention this is your first job, too. Yeah. City life can be quite troublesome. Not to mention the people around you at this hour. Oh, don't worry. I've had my fair share of unfortunate events back then. But at least I managed to get away uninjured from all of them. You know me. I can handle myself. So you don't have to worry about that. But I do want to see you become a knight in shining armor at least once. I'm just kidding. I wouldn't want you to get hurt just because you're trying to protect me. I really want to protect you too. So, in exchange, you just be yourself and love me as much as I love you. I mean, you're already doing that anyway. So, I guess we've been kind of doing that kind of deal for a while now. I guess that's how love works. It does have its moments I can't understand. But all I know is, I love you. I think that's what's most important, don't you think? Yeah? Alright, that's good to know. Oh, right. I'll go ahead and eat too. I'm sure you'll enjoy the dessert later. I'm definitely looking forward to it.